The only sound from the project was the occasional yammering of an air compressor or the faint shout of a workman. Reinhold had grown fond of these clustered palms. Almost every evening he had come here to survey his little empire. It saddened him to think that they would be blasted to atoms when the Columbus rose in flame and fury to the stars. A mile beyond the reef, the James Forrestal had switched on her searchlights and was sweeping the dark waters. The sun had now vanished completely, and the swift tropical night was racing in from the east. Reinhold wondered, a little sardonically, if the carrier expected to find Russian submarines so close to shore. The thought of Russia turned his mind, as it always did, to Conrad and that morning in the cataclysmic spring of 1945. More than 30 years had passed, but the memory of those last days when the Reich was crumbling beneath the waves from the east and from the west had never faded. He could still see Conrad's tired blue eyes and the golden stubble on his chin as they shook hands and parted in that ruined Prussian village while the refugees streamed endlessly past. It was a parting that symbolized everything that had since happened to the world, the cleavage between East and West. For Conrad chose the road to Moscow.